Hello there, and welcome into another edition of the JMAC podcast, where this is an episode of What Do You Think? How many protests across the country, specifically Black Lives Matter protests, are turning into riots? Across the country, how many? The reason that I wanted to answer this question and deal with it is because I believe that there is a perception problem on both sides of the aisle, the pro-police side of the aisle and the Black Lives Matter side of the aisle. I think that the way that the media chooses to cover things, and I understand why they do what they do, but it creates a perception. On the one hand, it creates a perception that all of the protests going on out there are turning into riots because they choose to feature the riots. And so you turn on the TV and there you go, another protest that turned into a riot. So if you're somebody who doesn't like riots and you're pro-police, you're sitting there thinking, all of these protests are turning into riots. This is outrageous. And this is something that the president will play on. He'll play on your perception that all of these protests are turning into violence and riots. Perception is not always, and it's rarely ever, reality. So on the other side of the aisle, every time you turn on the TV, you see another Black man or Black woman being shot by police, your perception is that this is happening everywhere all the time. But the reality is there are millions and millions and millions and millions of stops every single day by police that do not turn into this. But your perception is that you have a very high likelihood of getting shot by a police officer if you get pulled over and you're Black. Statistically, that is just not true. So on both sides of the aisle, we have a perception problem. So I wanted to kind of break that down a little bit. And to do it, I have some research here. Again, how many protests are turning into riots across the country? This research found that, well, what they did is they looked at Black Lives Matter protests specifically, and they looked at 7,750 demonstrations across 2,400 cities between May 26th, the day after the death of George Floyd, and August 22nd. Fewer than 220 of those events were marked by violence or destructive activity and were largely confined to specific blocks. Now, Black Lives Matter has said the vast majority of the demonstration events associated with the movement are nonviolent, and more than 93% of all demonstrations connected to the movement, demonstrators have not engaged in violence or destructive activity. Peaceful protests are reported in over 2,400 distinct locations around the country. And I'm sorry, that's not a quote from Black Lives Matter. That's a quote from the researchers. So fewer than 10% of any Black Lives Matter protests have turned into violence. What is the perception? What is your perception? Is it that they always turn violent? Now, I will admit that having 10% of your demonstrations turn violent, I think that's a high number. I don't think that's a number to be proud of. But the other thing that I know is that for so many of these protests, and we've seen it, for example, in Wisconsin, that people come from outside of the state and they come to riot. They come to loot. They come to burn down buildings. And so it's really hard to decipher, are they part of the demonstration or are they not? So I don't think they were able to break that down with this research. Again, 10% to me is a high number. But is it your reality? Is it your perception that all of these riots are turning into violence? Well, I know a person, president of this nation, who wants you to believe that that's what's happening all across the country. And it's going to continue to happen unless he gets reelected, even though he hasn't managed to stop them now. Somehow when he's reelected, he'll be able to stop them. And if Joe Biden gets elected, then they're going to continue when the nation's going to burn down. When again, that is not reality. Perception is not reality. And the same goes on the other side of the aisle. When you turn on your television, and I do it too, and I see the headline, another video of a black person being shot by police under suspect conditions. They didn't have a gun, or their back was turned, they were running away, or your knee was on their neck for over 8 minutes for no explainable reason whatsoever. And I start to think, my goodness, how often is this happening? And I feel it in my mind. I start to think this is happening everywhere constantly. But it's not. It's not. Now, that doesn't mean that black people are not being profiled, that they're not being systematically pulled over more than white people or other members of society. I think that there is a perception and reality difference there as well. But I'm not about to tell a black person in our society that they don't face these issues every day. That's not my place. They are sharing their experience and their story, and I think we ought to listen. I don't think that we necessarily need to say that everything that they're saying is true, but I believe there's a lot of truth in there. But when it comes to whether or not you are statistically highly at risk when you're pulled over by a police officer, if you're black, that you're going to get shot, statistically, that's just... the numbers have to be infinitesimal. But you're seeing that every day, and so that becomes your reality. And the same with the riots. So it's important that we all stand back, we try and assess reality, we take a deep breath, we don't let leaders from either side gin us up into unreasonable fear, unreasonable hatred, or unreasonable anger. Any leader that is trying to seek power using fear, hatred, and anger is not a leader that has the best interests of the entire country at heart. In fact, I think they only have the interests of themselves at heart. But that, again, is just me. What do you think? Please take a minute and give me your comments on wherever you're watching this video or listening to the podcast. And also like it, share it with everybody that you know. And please take a minute and become a patron of this podcast. Commit to a $1 a month donation, $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever you can do. Or make a one-time donation. That will help me out as well as we cut through the madness and try and get to the heart of every single issue. That will really help me out. You can find out how to do that in the description of whatever you're watching, social media, podcasts, or whatever. And I can't wait to hear what you think about this.